ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5 and text number 7. Yoga Yuktaha,
Yoga Yuktaha,
Vishuddhatma,
Vishuddhatma,
Vijitatma,
Vijitatma,
Jitaindriyaha,
Jitaindriyaha,
Sarvabhuta,
Sarvabhuta,
Atmabhuta,
Atma, Atmabhuta,
Kurvan api na lipyate yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriyah
sarvabhutatma bhutatma
kurvan api na lipyate
Sarvabhutatma bhutatma
kurvan api na lipyate yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriyah
sarvabhutatma bhutatma
kurvan api na lipyate Yoga Yuktaha. Engage in devotional service.
Vishuddha Atma.
Purified soul. Vijitatma. Self control.
Jitendriyaha.
Having conquered the senses. Sarvabhuta.
To all living entities.
Atma Bhutatma. Compassionate. Kurvan api.
Although engaged in work.
Never.
Never.
Lipyate.
Is entangled.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, and who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. One who is on the path of liberation by Krishna consciousness is very dear to every living being, and every living being is dear to him. This is due to his Krishna consciousness. Such a person cannot think of any living being as separate from Krishna, just as the leaves and branches of a tree are not separate from the tree. He knows very well that by pouring water on the root of the tree, the water will be distributed to all the leaves and branches. Or by supplying food to the stomach, the energy is automatically distributed throughout the body. Because one who works in Krishna consciousness is servant to all, he is very dear to everyone. And because everyone is satisfied by his work, he is pure in consciousness. Because he is pure in consciousness, his mind is completely controlled. And because his mind is controlled, his senses are also controlled. Because his mind is always fixed on Krishna, there is no chance for his being deviated from Krishna. Nor is there a chance that he will engage in his senses in the matters other than the service of the Lord. He does not like to hear anything except the topics relating to Krishna. He does not like to eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. And he does not wish to go anywhere if Krishna is not involved. Therefore, his senses are controlled. A man of controlled senses cannot be offensive to anyone. One may ask, why then was Arjuna offensive in battle to others? Wasn't he in Krishna consciousness? Arjun was the only superficially offensive because he has already been explained, as has already been explained in the second chapter. All the assembled person on the battlefield would continue to live individually, as the soul cannot be slain. So spiritually no one was killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only their dresses were changed by the order of Krishna, who was personally present. Therefore Arjun, while fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was not really fighting at all. He was simply carrying out the orders of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Such a person is never entangled in the reactions of work. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militandena Tasme Sri Gurveva Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagranarmatam Dantam Sajivam Sagraitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagranalalita Sri Vishakantamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Jitendriyas Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurvan Napi Nalipyate. One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul and who controls his mind and senses is dear to everyone and everyone is dear to him. Although always working, such a man is never entangled. So here we see that one who is engaged in the activities of Lord Shri Krishna just to please him, that is called pure devotion. But at the same time, all the benefits of other processes, just like controlling the mind, controlling his senses, his activities are pleasing to everyone, and at the same time, he remains totally liberated, never entangled by whatever he performs, because it's in the benefit of everyone. And not only that, such a character is so much compassionate to others, and he is the well-wisher. This is the position of a pure devotee. A pure devotee can only become resolute in the purpose of his devotion if he cultivates a faith according to that purity. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, such a faith, which is called Shraddha, has been described that it is a very confirmed faith which is attached as preciously as the air of breathing. Sudrada Vishwas, and very determined. But on what? It says, if he performs all the activities just to please Krishna, all the purpose of his activities will be fulfilled. He doesn't have to do separately for himself or somebody else. If he does only for Krishna, all the purposes will be served. Shraddha shabdesu drada vishwasa karnischaya Krishna bhaktir karile sarva karma krita hoy. Simply by performing pure devotion, unmotivated, uncontaminated devotion to Lord Krishna, simply to please him, If he remains engaged in those activities of devotional service, all the purpose will be full. And he must develop that kind of faith. So, that is very much important for a pure devotee. Because such devotion is allowing him to automatically develop all the supplementary things of benevolence, compassionate to others, is perfect in composure because his mind is controlled, his senses are controlled, and he becomes the well-wisher of everyone, means topmost devotee. Topmost devotee or Uttamadhikari. He is not only liberated, but he is working and yet remains disentangled. So, this is called topmost of the yoga system. That is Krishna consciousness, and where there is no idle situation simply for contemplation as the jnanis, you know, resort to, or the dhyanis by sitting in one posture and pushing your nose, Prabhupada says, and just utter om for several years that you will become liberated. Now, this is called dynamism. In dynamism, it is a very, very active engagement, and the living entity, the pure soul, purified soul, Vishuddha, is a purified soul. Simply, he has resolved on serving Lord Krishna. And that's about it. He doesn't have any other aspiration. Prabhupada said he doesn't even want to go anywhere except want to serve the purpose of Lord Krishna. He doesn't want to eat anything except Krishna prasadam. Because all his activities, all his thinking, and all his words, all three are totally engaged in service of Krishna. Manasa, vacha, and karma. He's totally engaged. So how is it possible for him to get entangled in the reactionary work? Actually, this is also the secret. Later on, Krishna says that if one knows this secret, that namam karmani limpanti name karma parispruha, the works cannot bind me because I have no attachment to karma phala, the results of the activities. Itiyo mama bijanati, I always act on this particular platform, Krishna says. And one who knows in that way, karma pirapina badyate, he will never be entangled. We get entangled because of our anticipation, anticipatory aspect. It is not Krishna. We are not doing anything for Krishna. We are doing for ourselves. So therefore we get into trouble. Our mind is not settled. We cannot control the mind because I am in the center. Krishna should be in the center. And we are subservient to Krishna, so therefore we have to act on his behalf. I received an email today where a disciple of mine who is a little bit at loggerhead with his elder brother. His elder brother is trying to chastise, but he's not initiated yet. And he has a lot of influence of Mayava. And seemingly he thinks the younger brother has insulted him. Right? And he writes some quotation from Mahabharata. It's not quotation, but the interpretation, Mayavadi interpretation. Saying, Arjun could not do, but Yudhishthira was very firm, right? Yudhishthira was such a pure soul, then he would not be budging because he was keeping his words. But Arjun would be so much agile, for every now and then something happens, he takes a vow. He takes a vow that I will do this, I will do that. I'll lay up my life. Anybody who tells me I'm a coward, I will kill him. So one time, you know, this kind of say interpretation, it never happened. We don't read this, but this is his understanding. That, when Bhishma Pitamah was very much, you know, fierce in the fighting, and Arjun's life was in danger, and Krishna has to lift up the wheel of broken chariot as a weapon. He was undefeatable. Even Lord Krishna has to break his promise. And this Arjun, he could not even, you know, keep his anger under control. He's not keeping his anger under control. While Yudhishthir, you know, he's his elder brother, and he was commenting, there is not a single person in our camp who can kill even Bhishma Pitamah, that Lord Krishna has to wield a weapon. But he doesn't understand something, the intimate situation between Krishna and Bhishma Pitamah, Krishna and Arjuna, Krishna and Yudhishthira. All three have Lord Krishna as their center. Alright? And all three are engaged in pure devotional service. How could he interpret like that? So he was chastising. Oh, there is nobody. So Arjun felt insulted. Means Yudhishthira is telling him he's a coward. So he took a vow. Anybody who tells him a coward, you know, he must kill him. So do you think now Arjun is in perplexity? Oh, I have to kill my own brother because he told me he's a coward. No, Arjun cannot. Arjun is defeated. We don't hear this kind of understanding or interpretation. But this is a fact. People think differently. In pure devotion, these are all three pure devotees who are engaged in service of Krishna. Even though seemingly on contradictory aspect that Bhishma Pitamah was in the other camp, but nonetheless, Srimad Bhagavatam extols him as a pure devotee. What does a Mayavadi know about pure devotion? How they are fulfilling the desire of Lord Krishna through their various roles. Prabhupada says in the purport, Arjun was apparently, you know, acting. Arjun was apparently acting. He was involved in killing. But because Lord Krishna was present and Krishna wanted to kill all of them, Arjun did not hesitate. It's pure devotion. Otherwise, on his own, Arjun didn't want to kill anybody. Right? So what is more higher, more superior? Srila Prabhupada says, you know, Arjun was not only superficially offensive, because he has already been explained, as has already been explained in the second chapter, all the assembled person on the battlefield would continue to live individually. Natveva aham jatunasham natvam neve janadipa na chaiva bhavishyama sarve vayam atah param. Krishna is asserting that as pure living entities, part and parcel of him, they will continue to exist. You are not going to kill them. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. But because I want to establish the order of religion and I want to annihilate all the miscreants. You will have to kill them. He virtually orders Arjuna to kill, but in a disguise. Mam anusmara yudhya cha. You fight remembering me alone for my sake. So spiritually no one was killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only their dresses were changed by the order of Krishna. If Krishna desires, he could tell anybody. Now he is making Arjuna a nimitta. Nimitta means an instrument to carry out this order. What was wrong? But on the other behalf, we see Yudhishthira is such a person. He is always unstable minded. He knew the desire of the Lord. Arjuna doesn't know. He becomes an intimate friend, and he was thinking or acting on the bodily platform up till now. But when the time of critical point came, Arjuna has to surrender to Lord Krishna for the correct advice, because such perplexity was an entanglement of his good work. Mood of goodness entangled him. Even though he was well-wisher only of the bodies, not of the soul. So here we see Krishna was personally present, therefore Arjuna, while fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was not really fighting at all. He was simply carrying out the orders of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Such a person is never entangled in the reaction of the world. So how is it possible that Arjuna is going to be entangled or will become disappointed or will fail or will hesitate to kill Yudhishthira, if Yudhishthira has chastised him by telling he is a coward? It doesn't make sense. Neither it will tell, that Yudhishthira is correct in such approach. You can't justify with material reasoning. So I'm giving an anecdote because somehow the same conversation which was misinterpreted, misunderstood and misplaced to give a kind of elder brother as a Yudhishthira and a younger brother who is a disciple of mine, now he needs my guidance and Krishna sent this particular verse. So the idea is we have to look into that whether one is getting entangled in any kind of work. If it is for Krishna, where is the question of entanglement? One has to work on behalf of Krishna. Ityo mam abhijanati. If one understands janma karma cha mi divyam, why it is divya? Because it's not entangling. That's why it is divine. Anything that entangles is not at all divine. Anything that gives a reactions, an opposite reaction, it is not in your anticipation. Of course, in Krishna consciousness, we do not work for the result. We work for the pleasure just by carrying out the order of spiritual master in Krishna. So that is the safest side. But if somebody is working for Krishna with anticipation of result, there are every risk that he has to take for entanglement. And only risk is his own. He has to be bold enough to take the risk. So in this way we can understand that pure devotional service is a different matter altogether to understand the purpose of following any other paths is served in some total by executing pure devotional service. This is called Yoga Yukta. Yoga Yukta. And one has to cultivate that required faith. Nothing else, nothing diluted, nothing in that terms, a mix-match thing. Oh, I like this, but, I will just take it is for Krishna. I'm doing everything for Krishna. But no, it's a lukewarm situation. One must be very, very confirmed to serve Lord Sri Krishna directly, without any sidetracking. So, a purified soul and engaged in pure devotional service, he is naturally self-controlled, vijitatma. He is jitendriya, he has control over his senses. And sarva bhutatma bhutatma. Sarva bhutatma. He is compassionate to all living entities. As if he is the well-wisher sitting in the heart, the pure devotee is also acting on behalf of the Chaitya Guru. That is, unless and until he is compassionate, how is he going to take care of his disciple? Because he is the well-wisher, he has to become compassionate on any particular situation. So, sarva bhutatma bhutatma. So, whatever he performs on behalf of Krishna, it will never entangle. And because we don't have that confirmed faith, that Krishna bhakti karile sarva karma krita hoy. All the devotees, I have to try on this particular conviction of cultivating that faith. That is a progressive path of devotional service. We might have so many different kinds of faith attached, but this is called a resolute faith. That is vyavasayatmika buddhi also, the resolute determination. Resolute determination. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeh kuru nandana. Bahushakya anantascha buddhayo avyavasayinam. Those who are not on this path of resolute determination for pure devotional service, for Krishna alone, for His holy name alone, for His personality alone, and full conviction. That's it. Why to take other things? Prabhupada gave, and that is the glory of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Prabhupada is giving. Nothing else. It is the sum total of all the conclusions coming in Krishna consciousness. So, anybody has any questions?
So we become attached to the result because we don't have that faith.
Yes.
Krishna is the controller, but Krishna is in charge of everything.
Krishna is controller anyway.
Yeah.
But because we are interfering by our own desires, that may not be a purified desire, we anticipate result. Even Krishna is the giver, Krishna is the controller of the result. He allows us because we want it. But in that much degree, we are entangled.
But it is difficult not to become sometimes attached to the result.
Because we are habituated so far.
Yeah, but like I said, you should not become a parent or a teacher unless you can deliver your dependence. That seems like an attachment to the result.
No, it means your service still remains in Krishna consciousness. You cannot deliver anybody your dependent if you are not Krishna conscious. So, to deliver or to work for it is Krishna consciousness. You are not keeping away Krishna. Without Krishna, where is the question of deliverance? Therefore, the Guru doesn't come between disciple and Krishna's relationship. He establishes it. He nurtures it. He makes the disciple push forward. He guides. He chastises. Whatever it is required to foster that relationship. Because Guru has his own relationship with Krishna. The entire jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness depends upon Guru and Krishna's relationship. Therefore, the Guru re-establishes that relationship between disciple and Krishna. That is his function. Not only establishing, also guiding, nurturing. You know, whatever it is required, then we remain on the track. Because it's a very narrow track. One cannot deviate. So whenever we try to interfere with our desires, we are completely off. Guru has to run behind, chastise, bring him. A good devotee or a good disciple doesn't allow his guru to run after him much. He's on the straight track.
Maharaj?
Yes.
I would like to know why some devotees get service and then they lose their service and then they start lamenting. What is going on?
Attachment to the service is not bad, but at the same time, one must understand that we should not be attached to the service. One particular kind. One must remain engaged in service of Krishna. There is not only one kind of service. Alright, there is no one kind of relationship one can think that he is establishing with his Supreme Lord. How does he know? So trial and error is established even by Guru to know his Swarupa. Why not service? So Krishna ultimately is the controller, even to allow one for his own pure devotional service. But one should learn that, oh, I must have done something, you know. And Krishna doesn't want me. It's not that the other party doesn't want, or whoever is superior doesn't want. No, Krishna doesn't want. So he becomes so much submissive that doesn't protest. Okay, take it. I will engage another one. Somehow or another, never give up association. Just stick to one or other kind of service. Because everything is service to Krishna. And we should keep the principle that it is not my desire, but it is Krishna's desire that has to be fulfilled by serving him. Why should I fulfill my desire of service to Krishna? That is conditioning. I'm conditioning Krishna with my desire. Anya bilashita shunyam means we should be not having our desire other than to serve Krishna anukulli, no? In favor of Krishna. If Krishna doesn't want, then and then this must have happened. So why should we get hang up? We should not be hang up on that. If something has happened and we are not able to perform the devotional service because this devotee doesn't want, it is not the fault of the devotee. We have to think in a humble way that because Krishna may not want. You know? But beg Krishna, I must be engaged in your service again because I should have no motivation of mine. That is called anyabhilashatashanyam. Where is the need of jnana and karma? In service, you do not need jnana and karma. You need, yes, what do you want? I will do that. It's Krishna who will give me knowledge. It's Krishna who is good. But I am ready to do whatever the way he likes, not the way I know or I like. Accept whatever it is, you know. This is what I am and I'm going to be like this. You can't budge me. So, that attachment to the service is material. We convert it into material even though it is meant for Krishna by our own desire. Rather, let's be humble and let's try to keep ourselves engaged in devotion. Whatever wants. If somebody asks, please can you do this? Yes, ready.
Thank you, Maharaj.
There you go. There are a lot of struggles in our institution for particular service. There are fights. You know? Because that physical attachment, not spiritual attachment. In spiritual attachment, there is no fight. Yes?
But if someone has some sort of expertise or time for service,
Gyan karma dhanabhudam.
And because of political jugglery, perhaps Krishna is testing Krishna.
Yeah, but why do we look into the inferior causes that had become instrumental? Why don't we concentrate on cause of all causes?
Suppose Krishna wants you to stay in service.
No. See, how much politics was going on in Mahabharata? Did Pandava retribute to the politics? They were totally unarmed in politics. As for example, the gambling match. Yudhishthir did not know how to play. Alright? And yet he accepted the challenge. Because he was very confirmed. Because in Mahabharata it comes that Arjun and Bhim came to quarrel with him. Brother, how could you take a decision without consulting us? We know you are very weak. And there is a treachery behind it. They want to counteract with some politics. But Yudhishthir calmed them down. Hey, did you forget that we are supposed to be instrument in the service of the Lord, who is all the time protecting? Why do we have to give up our faith on him? He is the protector. Not a leaf moves without his will. This thing has come and I'm not afraid. At the expense of, we will lose everything. They have tried before and Krishna saved us. Is it not? So this thing is coming not as a surprise. Why are you getting so much attached that you will be again in trouble? They really calm down. That's why this is called Yudhisthira. In the matter of controversy, controversy is only in the material existence where we have anticipated the results, but it is not happening according to our desire. So controversy arises right there. But Yudhisthira is Dharmaraj. He is the son of religion personified. Yamaraj. He was not the recipient of Bhagavad Gita because he knew. And that was his pure devotional service. He never lied, and yet when Krishna at the critical moment told him, he lied for Krishna's sake. It's fine with him. So the idea is that our attachment, if you say somebody is expert in Krishna consciousness, we do not need experts. As far as pure devotional service is concerned, jnana karma dhanavritam. Karma means expertise of performing such service. That's not needed. Only love is required. Love predominates expertise.
Why not expertise and love? Why not both? Why either?
That may be according to somebody's perception. You may desire. But suppose somebody is like that, your superior, you can't revolt. Can you?
For the smooth running and the expansion of the society, people need to be placed properly.
But
one can expand.
Yes, but that is your material arrangement. And you have an anticipation.
Yukta Vairagya.
No. Then Yukta Vairagya is there, then you will not be having a quest. If it is Yukta Vairagya, then you will not have a question. A Yukta Vairagya is very peacefully situated in one's undetermined resolve. You are on the resolve. Because we make a plan that if love and expertise go both, it would have been better. But it's a wishful thinking. As far as you can do, do it. But we don't have to advocate for others who may not be in the same position. Again, it will be a mixed situation that instead of pure devotional service, it's a mixed devotional service. Why to jeopardize that situation? See, there is one symptom of such a surrendered soul, a pure devotee. Guru Nana Pina Vichalyate. He never gets disturbed by any situation. He never gets disturbed by any situation. Come, take it away. What do you want? You have the power? Either you use, misuse, who the hell cares? You want to take away my service? Okay, go ahead. Hurry up. I'll find something else to do in service of Krishna. But we become so much dependent physically to be situated, you know, according to our likings, then it's a problem. And it's a problem. At least in sannyas order, you know, if you are told, execute. Give up. That's the way it is. Otherwise, why would Srila Prabhupada say that if you love me, please try to cooperate? This movement is existing based on such cooperation only. Otherwise it would have split up. There are so many attempts of splitting. So many attempts. Some went away. Some took disadvantage of such actions of other devotees who were not conformed. So come hell or high water, I'm here to serve Krishna. Ashlishyavama padaratham pinastuma. In the sense, when you go to Krishna, whether he embraces you or kicks you out, aren't you supposed to be fixed at that moment also? Yatha tathava vidhatu lampata mat prana nathastu sevanapara. Is it not? That is pure devotional service. And Krishna never leaves you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself said, this is the result. That is anyabhilasha rashanya. In any condition, you are my unconditional beloved. That's why. In material world, we cannot apply this. Neither we try to mix materially motivated idea in Krishna consciousness. It's called karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti. It's not pure devotional service. Right?
It seems that there is no harm if one wants to...
That is sakam bhakti. You may have some reciprocation, but then you have to satisfy with that only.
What's the harm in trying to keep...
Nothing. Just intensify your devotional service. But suppose you want to raise a hell. If somebody steals your devotional service and you are an expert, you know, it will create disturbance in the society. Then what?
Of course, once one takes a humble position, in the end, one sees that Krishna
is the one
who puts Krishna in the service.
Surely.
One should take a humble position.
But at the same time, a person who is really humble, then he is willing to be crushed like Trunada Bhishma Chena. That is the real humility. He will not oppose. Alright? If they resolve by, say, ultimate managerial authority, if they resolve that, okay, we want to select out those who are experts, you know, and every time they attempt, and there is always some failure. So it's a very subjective opinion, which will be a little difficult. But as far as that pure devotee is concerned, and if it's a humble position if he has taken, then neither he will be disturbed, and neither he will be entangled. As pure devotee, everyone wants to be secure in that. And Krishna, even though he kicks you out, he will still remain his very faithful servant. Because he loves, and he knows Krishna loves, but Krishna doesn't want me to be here. And he makes so many others as instruments. So fine, I'm not finding fault with the instrument, I'm finding fault with me so I can become humble. Rather, our attention to Krishna should never be disturbed. If we start finding fault with others, why didn't you do like this? You could have done this better. You know? Everyone can get the opportunity to make a proposal. But again, you never know. In JBC meeting, we face this so many times. We filter out the proposals like that, this way. But this is a procedure. Anyway, so the idea is that an unconditional, unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service that is anticipated in Yogi Yukta Vijita Atma, Vishuddhatma is Jitendriya, Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma, and Kurvannapi Nalipyate, he will act in Krishna consciousness, so it will never disintegrate. He will always remain free, liberated. Right? Please, contemplate on. Anything else? Yeah, you have to go to the profile.